Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Secret Show with Karen Carson and Johnny Minge, an intern aunt. And remember, you can't listen to this in front of kids. Not a good idea. And it's also not a good idea to turn up the volume at work.
No, because we say things like fuck
and shit.
Oh, God.
I love that.
And we talk about adult things besides swearing. But today, we're going to talk about keeping friends with your ex.
Oh, shit.
Oh, come on. This is happening in real life to Johnny Minge, and he is going out with his ex-girlfriend today for lunch because she accidentally sent a package to your address and not hers.
So full of shit.
Now, do you think that's like a little bait?
I don't think that she has that in her. Truthfully, I think we left off at a place that if she wanted to hang out, she would have just said, hey, come hang out. I don't think that she sent this to me to get a date. Is that what you guys think?
You're lying through your teeth. You're lying. He also has a spare key to her apartment, or does she have one to yours?
Both. We're returning the keys.
Right. They broke up 2 months ago. How fucking slow can you move in a breakup? Come on. They're being ridiculous.
Well,
They
broke up in a different way. Nobody was mad at each other. It was just kind of like a sad, where are we going? And then the result was probably nowhere. I mean, how sad is that? They still care for each other. You guys still care for each other.
It's like a double-edged sword. It's like it's happy and sad because we both realized that we were at a place where we think it would work better as friends, whatever that means. But Karen,
right.
It's the first relationship that I've ever gotten out of that didn't end like toxic.
Badly. See, well, it depends on you because if you and John, speaking as your friend, behind the scenes, we've had many conversations about this breakup and you were very upset. And as long as it's healthy for you, as long as you're not in this space where you're like, I need complete silence, I need to learn to move on. As long as you're not there and this isn't going to set you back a couple steps, I'm all for it.
A couple of steps? It's going to set him back the whole flight of stairs. There's not a chance.
I don't know.
I liken this to... me and you are both, we're grandma boys. We love our grandmas, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, God forbid, knock on wood. To me, this is like one day our grandma's passing away, and once a month, going and digging them back up because we miss them.
What? Where's
just enough? Anthony.
Like that one.
It's the truth. Enough already.
I don't like
How many times, for a month after he broke up with this girl, or they broke up with each other, quote unquote, every day, crying in the studio. How many times are we going to go through this?
2 weeks. That was the first. You guys, we broke up on a Sunday night, and I, like, at midnight, and we woke up 3 hours later and did the show. The first 2 weeks of a breakup is different.
I don't care.
I agree. No. And you know what? It was fresh. What, Johnny slept maybe 4 hours between the time he broke up and then he came on the show? Right? So, of course, he was crying. I cried too. I think I did cry. And that's tough to do. The show must go on. You have to act like everything's fine, and you can't talk about it because it just happened and it's still your personal story.
It was too fresh.
And I don't know. As long as it's not going to... How do you feel about it? Are you worried about it? Are you nervous about it?
I think I'm a little anxious, hence me forcing you guys to do the podcast so I can fill some time before I have to go on this date.
No, I think it's a great topic. I really do.
Meeting up with her, yes, Anthony makes jokes. We've met up like 5 times since the breakup.
You really have.
But in other previous relationships where we've met up, it's always been like a toxic sexual thing, Kar. So we would break up. This is other relationships. We would break up, but then we'd meet up every couple months, get drunk together, and then sleep together. And it was just ongoing toxic cycle. And that's why we would do that on again, off again thing for years. I feel like this current relationship that I just got out of is the first like actual mature relationship that I've ever been in.
Okay, so do you really think that there's going to be no sexual tension? Basically, that's what you're saying.
You know,
I'm curious about that.
I've been so in the mood lately. Anybody who looks at me, anybody who smirks at me, I'll say this too.
I went over to grab a friend before and he got excited.
I know.
I think that we're professional. I don't think that we're going to do anything. But if she, I wouldn't ever try to make that happen. But let's be real. If she was like, hey, you want to come over to my apartment for a quick 1-2 punch? Yeah, I probably would.
Would she say it flat out just like that?
How romantic.
I don't know.
This isn't a porn
movie. You guys
were
so cute together. I really wanted you guys to work out.
That makes me...
It's not helpful.
That actually...
I'm sorry.
So I was feeling fine until you just said that just now. Just now. Now I'm feeling sad.
Well, you're going to feel
listen,
that
way I've never had a relationship where I maturely broke it off. The only time that I reconnected with exes was probably by accident, or you ran into somebody at work or something like that. But years had passed, and I was in a completely different place. And no matter what they did, what they looked like, or what they said, it wouldn't matter. You know what I mean?
Right.
So this is, to me, uncharted territory.
It's hearing, like, Karen, when you just said, you two looked so great together. Like, hearing that, because then it's like the outside looking in, and I'm just picturing what my relationship could have been. But I just need to remind myself that both of us agreed that we're at different points in life, but it definitely doesn't make it easier hearing you say how good we were together. Oh,
yeah, but you don't listen to me then, because what you said, you made an honest assessment of what you want moving forward in life from here on in, and so did she. That conversation doesn't change.
I know. Yeah, you're right, but it still does make, like intern Anthony, the second day we broke up, we were about to go on the air, and intern Anthony said something like, you should just pack up all the shit, put it in a box and put it on the front step. And I start, do you guys remember I had to leave and go hysterically cry? That triggered me. I don't know what it is. I think
I was just defending you. I didn't mean to make you, as much as I love to make you cry, I didn't mean to make you cry. Because
Anthony thinks in black and white.
Yeah, just move on. That's it. It's done. There's no reason to fucking go to Applebee's every 6 days with this girl.
But no, he's not doing that. But Johnny, I have to give you props because you're doing... Okay, Anthony talks black and white, and I'm going to actually side with Anthony. I've only done black and white. If it's over,
right,
I can't talk to you. You're exploring the gray, which is A, brave, B, to me, a little dangerous, and C,
maybe I'll be exploring Grey's anatomy if we get too drunk, if you know what I mean.
Oh, boy.
I knew you were going
to. No, okay, I had to bring it back.
Because we know how you really feel.
I don't know, guys.
I feel like I want you to say hi to her for me, because she was very good to you.
And
she
that's
very,
the thing.
She
is
was
like,
very good to you.
My friends became friends with her, and they asked, like, hey, can we still be friends with her? And I'm like, yeah, I guess. Like, it's
weird.
I mean,
she did nothing wrong. You did nothing wrong.
We did nothing wrong.
It's so weird to me. Yeah. Mm.
I've never been in a serious relationship before, my girlfriend. But if we ever broke up.
Don't even.
If we did, I'm being real. If we ever did break up, it would be as if I died. She would never hear from me again. She would never hear from any. I don't think either sides of our families and friends would ever hear from each other again. That would be it. Black and white, baby. Why do I want to be reminded of that every single month? You've met up with her for such ridiculous reasons.
You know what it is? There's always a... He's right. There always is a reason. And it has to do with...
Just fucking send the package in the mail to her house.
Right. It has to do with belongings.
But listen to me. Both of you need to be quiet here because, Johnny, before this most recent relationship, you had another big breakup. A 5-year breakup. That was nothing after that, right? That was black and white.
Oh, that was. That was like the 5-year
relationship. And it still remains black and white.
Until I ran into her at a wedding. You guys remember that from the other week. But also, we left for like hours, I guess, to go talk. And I came back and my family was at that wedding. And they were like, where did you go with her for 2 hours? I was like, don't worry about it, Dad.
Did you touch my Johnny again?
But it was professional.
That just means you guys were in a mature place, you know?
I guess.
And you were able to have a conversation. Unless you did stuff behind the bushes you didn't tell me and Anthony about. I don't know.
No, we were professional. But how funny. I've been on the show with you guys now, 3 years? And I've already gone through 2 breakups?
It's ridiculous.
It's the time of your life.
No.
You, the first serious relationship you're in, you're probably going to get married to.
Yeah.
So, 100%. You know, people that stay single for a long time have, you know, stuff happen.
But he hasn't had the chance to know what he's like single. He gets out of a relationship. He takes that girl on lunches
for the next
6 months.
Have you?
Do I know what it's like to be single?
Yes.
Before I met my girlfriend Stephanie, I played the field plenty.
What, at age 16?
No. Me and Stephanie met when I was 20 years old. I think that was a good time.
Oh, my God.
I went out. I had fun. I did what I wanted. There was times where I was nice. There was times where I was an asshole. And I had a good time. I knew I liked her. I knew I was done getting around.
Playing the field.
And that was the end of it. That's it.
I'll flat out, I'll get vulnerable. I want what you have. And that's your hot girlfriend. No. I want the love. No, but seriousness, just to bring it serious. Stephanie and Anthony, like the love that they seem to have on social media, I'm jealous of that. Like in a good way. Like I want, those are goals.
They do paint a gorgeous picture on social media, but we also have known Anthony. I've known him longer. He is head over heels in love with this girl. There is nobody else. He never looks at other women. He never, you know, really comments on any women except Camila Cabello or sometimes Cardi B.
Sometimes Cardi B. In the right light.
Right, in the right light. But, yeah, I mean, I think we all want that, you know, thing where you're like, wow, this is my person.
But even
this
her back person. To him, like, because Anthony's girlfriend's all bougie and she'll post like 10 different angles in her new sundress, different backdrops. Yeah. You know Anthony's squatting down taking those pictures.
Of course I am.
But then... she'll repost Anthony's stupid bullshit videos. Like, just the support that you both give each other, it's a real beautiful thing. And I feel like I'm done searching for it, Kat. I think, like, last girl, I did
it's
Bumble.
It's going to show up when you don't, when you aren't looking is when it's going to show up. I guarantee it.
I don't think it'll come from Bumble or one of his dating apps.
I'm not, you know, Alicia, my last girlfriend, she was the only girl I ever went on a Bumble date with. We dated a year and a half from my very first Bumble date. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, you do not have problems meeting women, John. You really don't. No. It's not, you know.
I have this baby bird syndrome is what I call it, Kara. When a pretty girl gives me any attention to any capacity, I'm like, oh, we'll be in love and we're to be married. and then somebody else looks at me and I'm like, oh, her, oh.
You know, when you're confident in yourself and you totally love yourself, that person's just going to show up and enhance you. I think that's what we're all hoping for. And that's why you said that about Anthony. They don't have issues. It just works.
One day I'll find that. But for now, you know, it's hot girl summer, it's hot boy summer in New York City.
Look out.
Woo!
Here he comes.
He just took his shirt off.
Of course he did.
Oh, God. How could you have that much hair there?
Don't post that, whatever you do.
I won't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.